Hi, this is Bill Denton, and this is message number 4 for sinners only. I don't know about you, but when I get to this point in studying the good news of Jesus Christ, I get excited. I get excited because it reminds me all over again about finding the solution to my own sins. Now, I can tell you, I've got plenty of sins to take care of. To know that God made it possible for me to be forgiven, well, it's just exciting. But I also get excited because I know that every time I tell somebody what God has done, that it's possible for them to be forgiven, well, I just get excited about that too. I know that one more sinner is just a step away from having their sins removed and put away. I'm excited for you because you're at that point of learning how to apply Jesus' answer to your sins. The best way to know how to be saved is to look at people in the Bible. They were sinners too. Their need to be forgiven is just like yours and mine, or maybe I should say ours is just like theirs. So if we can see what they were taught and how they responded and how they were saved, then we should be able to learn how to apply Jesus' answer to our own sins. So let's take a look at how people in the Bible were saved. First, they were told they needed to do something with Jesus, and by now, it's not a very hard thing. They were told to believe in him. The jailer in the city of Philippi is a good example. In Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31, the Bible says, "And after he brought them out, he said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' And they said, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.' John chapter 8, verse 24, Jesus said, 'Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins.' You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died as a sacrifice for your sins, that he was raised to give you life. Your belief is the foundation upon which all the work of Jesus will take effect. But it's more than simple belief. We often call it faith, and in that sense, it also carries the idea of trust and dependence. To believe in Jesus is to trust him to save you. Do you believe him? If you want him to solve your sin problem, you must. But there's more to what people in the Bible were told about salvation. They were told to confess their belief that Jesus is the Son of God. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, Jesus said, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven." The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome and reminded them of this in Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and following. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the word of faith which we are preaching, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Believers who wanted to be saved were told to repent of their sins. Repentance is not just being sorry. The word means change your mind. A repentant person begins to think differently about his sins. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, the Apostle Peter instructed people, "Therefore repent and return so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." And again in Acts chapter 5, verses 30 and 31, Peter taught, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you put to death by hanging him on a cross. He is the one whom God exalted to his right hand as a prince and a savior, to grant repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." Repentance is a sensible response from someone who wants to be saved from their sins. If sin is the problem that separates us from God, then we should easily see that forgiveness insists that we turn and head in a different direction. Repentance, a change of mind regarding sin, puts the believer on the path of a faith-filled life. We'll never be perfect, but we're sure going to try, and we're going to live like a person who has been saved from our sins. Believers were also told to be baptized or immersed in water. Now, very likely, this is the single most controversial teaching of the Bible regarding salvation. In fact, a lot of people insist that baptism has nothing to do with salvation. But remember I said our approach was to see what people in the Bible were told about being saved? Amazingly, when you compare what people in the Bible were told about forgiveness and salvation, it's often quite different than today's popular message. Today, the only thing ever said about being saved is that a person needs to believe. But we've already seen that there's more to it than that. In Acts chapter 8, verse 37, after teaching the eunuch about Jesus, the man saw water and wanted to be baptized. So Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Now there was a man who made his confession of belief in Jesus. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, in the very first gospel sermon, Peter said, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And about 3,000 people were baptized on that day. This was exactly what Jesus had taught his disciples in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Jesus had said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned." The Apostle Paul explained how baptism connects us spiritually with the sacrifice of Jesus in Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 3. "Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." I've thrown a lot of information at you, but I want you to keep in mind that applying God's answer to your sin problem is completely a matter of faith. Obviously, believing in Jesus is your faith in action, but so is repenting of your sins. Repentance is a response based on your belief in Jesus. And so is the confession that you make. It's a statement of your faith. Don't miss the faith in baptism. Some will tell you that baptism can't play a part in salvation because it's a work of merit. It is no such thing. Peter actually said that baptism saves us. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, he wrote, "Corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." The heart of the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Baptism pictures those events in a wonderful way. But baptism isn't about us, it's about Jesus. In baptism, a believer is entrusting himself to what Jesus has done. Jesus died on the cross, was buried in a tomb, and Paul said in Romans 6, in baptism we are buried into the death of Jesus. Baptism is an act of faith in the sacrifice of Jesus for sin. Then as Jesus rose from the dead, so the person being baptized rises to walk in the new life of a sinner now forgiven of his sins. Nobody saves themselves. You don't have an answer for sin. Jesus does. Each of the things believers in the Bible were told to do are expressions of faith in Jesus, but they each play an important role in applying God's answer to sin to our personal need to be forgiven. I won't make any apologies, for you see, I really want you to be forgiven of your sins. I want to help you apply God's answer to your sins. So this message ends a bit differently from the others. If you now believe in Jesus and you want to be saved, email me and let me help. Tell me where you live and I'll do my best to help you find others who found the same answer to their sins as you've read about and heard in these messages. If you live in my community, I'll help you personally. In your email, tell me your name and where you live. Your information will only be used to help you in your search for God's answer. We'll never give it or sell it to anyone for any other use. Email me at minister@forsinnersonly.us. Once again, that's minister@forsinnersonly.us. You can find this email address on our website. You've heard some really good news. Your sins can be forgiven. You can become a brand new person. Don't put this off. If you do, you might lose the motivation you have right now. You don't want to lose this opportunity. You also need to know that this isn't the end of the process of God's work in your life. It's really just the beginning. You should listen to the next message because I'm going to talk about the community of redeemed sinners that you can belong to. These are people who will become a vital part of your life, standing by your side and helping you to maintain your faith in Jesus. I'm truly excited for you. Applying God's answer to your sin is the single most important thing you will ever do. It will save you from sin's condemnation. It will change your life. It will give you a new purpose for living. It will prepare you for eternal life. Send that email to me today, right now, minister@forsinnersonly.us, and then on to the next message.